Two tiny agencies with big impacts on federal workers and retirees are warning they can't cut much more out of their budgets. The Merit Systems Protection Board adjudicates federal personnel cases, reviews the Office of Personnel Management's regulations, and conducts workforce studies and a whole lot more. The Office of Special Counsel enforces the Hatch Act and defends whistleblowers and other feds against retaliation. Both told Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Subcommittee on the Oversight of Government Management, the federal workforce and D.C. yesterday, that their workloads are on the increase and their resources are not keeping pace. Well, Federal News Radio's Emily Kopp was at that hearing, and she joins us now live in studio. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning.
All right. So what went on?
Well, basically, the hearing itself was it was wide spanning. But as you just mentioned, of course, the budget is one of those things that these two agencies are focused on. Both help employees with personnel cases. They help whistleblowers. One adjudicates it and the other one investigates and prosecutes. In both cases, they are seeing an increase in caseload and then either flat or in the case of the Merit System Protection Board, an impending loss of people. In their case, they have they said 17 or 18 critical vacancies, but they don't have the money to fill them. And at the same time, they have their judges are half of them are ready to retire within the next couple of years. So the chairman, Susan Sway Grumman, she spoke with me afterwards, and she said she doesn't know the statistics about retirement, but she thinks that it's already happening.
It sure feels like it, I got to tell you. I mean, as people retire, we know about it in headquarters. And it looks like really our best and brightest, our most senior core is going first. And you talk about the institutional knowledge and experience that they carry. Not being able to pass it on now is a huge loss to us.
All right, so the subcommittee does not oversee the agency's budget, so why did it hold this hearing?
Good question. Well, it actually wasn't even the subcommittee per se. It was Senator Daniel Akaka. I mean, he was the only person there. His ranking...
Mr. Fed.
Yeah, exactly. Who's also about to retire himself, so I guess this was timely. But his ranking Republican, Ron Johnson, who I've seen at most of these hearings, didn't even bother to show up, quite honestly. But Akaka, you know, he is Mr. Fed. He has a couple of bills would do a lot for these agencies. And Special Counsel Jill Lerner, she talked about one of them in particular. Now, Akaka is behind what is a bipartisan effort to reform the Hatch Act. That's the one that prohibits government employees from doing any sort of political work. One of the provisions in it would basically allow state and local workers to run for office. And Lerner says that 45% of her caseload in terms of the Hatch Act cases are these state and local workers.
Routinely, we have to tell deputy sheriffs that they can't run for sheriff because of the influx of federal funding into those departments. And who better to run for sheriff than a deputy? We've had to tell an ambulance driver he couldn't run for county coroner because he transports Medicaid patients. We had to tell a local transit officer in a canine unit that he couldn't run for school board, an unpaid position, because his dog was paid for with federal funds. These are the types of cases that we have to get involved in all the time. And the legislation would really help us use our resources better, because these state and local cases require very factual, intensive investigations to try and show whether there is, in fact, a connection to the federal funds. So it takes a lot of time.
And again, that's Carolyn Lerner, the special counsel. We were just talking a minute ago about resources. This comes in because, again, 45% of these Hatch Act cases that her office is dealing with are these ones that she says really take a lot of work, but take them away from the priorities, which are the ones that are actually coercion, malfeasance, that type of wrongdoing. So wouldn't it be a better idea if they could focus more of their precious resources on that?
Emily, to step away from this hearing, since so much was focused on the budget, do you have any sense of what the Appropriations Committee members are really thinking?
Well, I put that question to Grundman, the chairman of the Merit System Protection Board. She says that their conversations are ongoing with their appropriators.
Appropriators understand where we are. They understand our difficulties. There is going to be that push to cut, as every agency has. We've been fortunate so far. You know, we have to keep our fingers crossed as to what's coming. But certainly the story's been told. It's been told well.
Yeah, and of course she says that that story is that in these days of smaller government, they are helping the government do its job well. I mean, they are really good government agencies, keeping those checks and balances and everything going as efficiently and smoothly and fairly as possible.
And of course, they are cutting back. She said they might lose 5 or 6 positions out of a small number, slightly over 100. And so what are they doing? How are they able to scale back?
Well, on one hand, there's the Merit System Protection Board. And you're right, they have about 18 vacancies that they want to fill and they cannot. And they have promised to their staff that remains that they will not send anybody home and that they will keep the lights on. Now, with that said, Grundman says, you know, she can't really do more with less, but they're trying to be smarter with what they have.
It's not really doing more with less. It's being smarter with what you have. And the first thing we're doing is we're making better use of video conferencing. It is something that it's the tomorrow. People have to step into it. Second, e-filing is up. It's up to more than 51% this year. We are also piloting a mandatory e-filing system for agencies and for attorneys, not for pro se appellants, in our Washington regional office and our Denver field office. We're looking at delivery of our products, such as of our reports, in a more expedient fashion through mobile apps. And we're cutting the budget the old-fashioned way, which is, you know, you cut travel, more video conferencing, you cut equipment, and you cut wherever you can.
And at the Office of Special Counsel, they've actually converted their underused library into more workspaces because they can't afford to pay more rent. So those are some of the creative things that they're doing over there.